Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, Robert Young Pelton back with us, has become the inspiration and role model for a new generation of intellectual adventurers. He's an author, journalist, filmmaker, photographer, adventurer, explorer, philosopher, passionate advocate for truth and discovery. Robert has trained Navy SEALs in survival, participated in secret special forces training, motivates young people to do meaningful things with their short time on this planet. His websites are linked up at coasttocoastam.com. A couple of his books include Come Back Alive, The World's Most Dangerous Places, and License to Kill, Hired Guns in the War on Terror. Robert, welcome back and happy holidays to you, my friend.
Same to you, George. Thank you for having me on.
How have you been? Everything okay?
Yeah, I've been in Ukraine. I was in the Ukraine visiting all the front lines for a month.
Well, do you have a lot to tell us? How did we get into this mess? My gosh.
Well, I don't think we chose to get into this mess, but, we are fighting a war using a proxy against Russia, and depending on who you believe, we've worn down about 50% of the Russians' military capacity, which is not bad, but it's a long, terrible tale that goes back to, the end of the Soviet Union, when Russia was brought to its knees by the Reagan era, and a young man named Vladimir Putin never forgot that. And when he was magically made into the leader of Russia in 1999, he vowed to rebuild Russia, and he started with Chechnya, then Georgia and South Ossetia and places like that, and then he then began expanding his military, and in 2014, he used a very sneaky tactic to go into Ukraine and start grabbing land there. So, in February, when he decided to attack Ukraine, he literally, that was his biggest move, and he was hoping to take over the entire country in less than a month, and that didn't happen. So that's how we got involved.
And did they see weakness when we left Afghanistan, the way we left it? Of course, I don't think we ever should have been in there in the first place, Robert, but the way we left it, did that give him an opening?
Yeah, you have to remember, Putin is surrounded by people who tell him how the world works and what's happening. And, America's position on the world stage didn't look that good. We were pulling troops out of Somalia, Afghanistan, even Germany, Africa. And Putin decided that this was his moment because there was an elderly leader coming into power. And if he did something brash, he gambled on the fact that the U.S. would not respond militarily. He didn't count on the fact that Biden is sort of a passive-aggressive guy. In other words, he didn't send troops and bombers. He sent money and weapons and support that kept Ukraine fighting. So Putin misjudged. He also misjudged his own military, of course. And he turned out to be a paper tiger.
Well, this is an unbelievable situation. And when Putin started lining his troops up against the Ukrainian border by the thousands, and that was weeks and weeks and weeks, Robert, before he sent those troops in, why didn't anybody do anything about that then?
Well, because the Russians have always used threats, right? You know, you see how North Korea, China, they'll fly bombers close to a U.S. bomber. They'll fire missiles into the sea. And Putin was always making threats. He was always saying, you know, don't mess with me because I've got nuclear weapons. So when we saw what essentially looked like Hitler's blitzkrieg being put together, you know, the experts just said, no, he's not going to do that. That's crazy, because he would bring the full wrath of Europe. And you remember, we've been planning for this war ever since George Patton wanted to keep going in 1945. And he guessed right. You know, the U.S. did not react in the way that we would normally react. But he didn't count on the Ukrainians standing and fighting. And you remember, this war started in 2014, and the Ukrainians have had a lot of time to get their act together. So he also didn't realize that numbers don't win war. So these tanks, these kids, these conscripts didn't know how to operate in a war. And people forget that the last major war the Russians fought was 1945, you know, in World War II. So he has never tested his battle numbers in combat.
Robert, as we speak, sirens are going off in Ukraine right now as he continues bombing homes and offices and places like that. Should he be put up on war crimes when this is all done?
Well, there's two elements here. One is that just the fact that he invaded a sovereign nation for no reason is probably the biggest crime. Secondly, when his soldiers went in to Ukraine, they began to do horrible things to the population. And they've been, you know, they've been amped up that these were Nazis and that these were terrible people. And there's a very, very industrious group inside the Ukraine that's gathering evidence for war crimes. So absolutely. But what we're learning is that there's no international body to stop, you know, a Hitler or a Putin or, you know, a major country invading another one. And I think that's the biggest shock, is that you can pretty much get away with anything now.
There have been rumors, of course, and we've seen some episodes, that Putin would poison his opponents and do away with them that way. Do you think that is the actual case?
Okay, so remember, I was in Chechnya in 1999, 2000, and all the people I was with were all murdered or killed. A number of journalists involved in an interview I did are dead. And there's been a long list just in this year of 22 Putin associates. We're talking oligarchs, journalists, whatever, that seem to have this magical attraction to jumping out a window. So
jeez,
to think that that's just a coincidence would be crazy. So is there hard evidence that Putin is murdering these people? Not really. But is he murdering these people? Yes.
And now he's threatening nukes, or at least some of his people are threatening nukes. How serious is he?
Oh, that's very serious, because we tend to think of nukes like Japan, right? Like, you know, killing 500,000 civilians, doing a terrible thing to stop, you know, an existential war. Nukes are built into the Russians' battle plan. They don't really see that much difference between nukes and regular weapons. And don't forget, they use thermobaric weapons. They use magnesium cluster bombs with abandon. So what the big, when I was in the Ukraine, the big threat or the rumor was that he was going to use a dirty bomb, which is not a nuke. It's just an explosive device that has nuclear material attached
right.
to it.
Right.
So there's a whole shade of horrible things that he could employ. But I don't know if he would technically do that, because I think the U.S. and Europe is a very precise response mechanism to that. In other words, if a nuclear missile goes into a city, I think that's the call to action for Western countries to respond. So I don't think he's going to go there yet.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
What do you say to critics who say, "Guy, it's Ukraine. Who cares? Let Russia do what it wants to do." How do you answer that?
That's a tough one because, you know, that is a legitimate question. If you're not reading the newspaper every day and up on world affairs, you would think that Ukraine's just another Eastern European country. And didn't they used to be part of Russia, et cetera, et cetera. But the reality is that Ukraine is an independent democratic nation that's done very well, wants to be part of the European sphere of things, and wants to be part of NATO, and wants to be part of the modern world. And just because Vladimir Putin disagrees with that doesn't give him the permission to invade it. Now, should we get involved? That's really the question, right? And we have a leader who is, you know, old enough to remember what happened when we didn't do things in Europe. And you remember, we're very slow anger. America doesn't usually just jump in with both feet. We wait, and then we make it.
Then we jump.
So what we're doing now is we have two units over there already on the border, and they are literally ready to go in at any time.
Oh,
and
God.
I think it's the 82nd and the 100th Airborne. We have plenty of people inside gathering intelligence. We are monitoring with a lot of high-tech aviation and satellite information and providing real-time intercepts to the Ukrainians. So we're ready. I mean, if something does happen where we decide that we've got to go, we can move pretty quickly. But right now, we don't have to. The Ukrainians want to fight this war. They're doing a good job, and they will at some point finish this war. I don't know exactly how, but they will finish it.
Would Putin have gone into Ukraine had Donald Trump still been a president?
Well, don't forget, he already is in Ukraine, right? 2014, he sent in the little green man, and they shot down that airliner, and there was a big mess in Donetsk and Luhansk. So they'd already been in there. What they were trying to do was get rid of the government. And Donald Trump was working with them to try to get rid of Zelensky and put sort of Russia-friendly leaders in there. So I think that's one of the reasons why there wasn't any major military action until February. Because Putin was getting what he wanted. you know, he had influence in the White House, and he was making moves on Ukraine.
That's a good point. Did Putin screw up in this?
Well, yeah. So people forget, you know, Putin's not a military guy. He's a guy that wants to do something, surrounded by people who are his supporters. So they're telling him, yes, we can do that. Look at our giant military.
Mm-hmm.
Look at our fancy jets. And when they actually go to do something, they say, hey, there's no GPS unit in here. Or this tank has had all the copper wire stripped out of it. Or this kid does not want to operate a tank. So the reality of the Russian system suddenly hits home. And as you know, they're resorting to mercenaries now. And Yevgeny Prigozhin, who is the head of Wagner, is now recruiting Russians out of prisons, paying them sort of $3,000 a month. And they're being slaughtered in great numbers on the front lines right now.
Meanwhile, Robert, China is looking at Taiwan. Are we going to have a problem there?
Well, we already have a problem. I mean,
real problem.
Yeah, the issue is not what, it's when, right?
Yeah.
China has stated over and over again, like with Hong Kong, we're coming, that's our territory. But they also have a serious problem if they do that, because their trade is international and they don't want to destroy the economy. So they have a double-edged sword there. I think, and I'm not, on the inside here, but I think that China was watching what Putin was doing and our reaction very, very carefully. And when Putin screwed up, I think Xi said, okay, maybe next year.
Do you think Russia is surprised by the way Ukraine has put up a fight?
Oh, absolutely. You got to remember, Russians use numbers, right? They throw a lot of something and just grind it down. They don't rely on skill. So when you have numeric superiority, the assumption is just keep throwing bodies, bullets, bombs, and at some point they'll give up. The Ukrainians fight, and you remember I spent a lot of time on the front lines there this year, this month and last month. They utilize their resources very carefully, and they know Russian tactics. Russian tactics are very well known. And the Ukrainians are incredibly creative in how they harass, attack, and kill the Russians. The Russians are not. You know, the Russians simply attack. They use all their ammunition. They fall back. They attack again. And then when there's nobody left, they just sit it out for a while until they get resupplied. So the war is very predictable.
Who's winning it right now?
Well, nobody's winning. I mean, you can't really say that anybody's winning. But if we continue to do what we're doing, which is to send our old 90s hardware and the stuff we were going to use against Russia, and if we keep sending them money and bullets and the things they need, the Ukrainians will bog down the Russians. And you got to remember, if you look at a map of Ukraine, it's a huge place.
Yeah, it's big.
So to physically hold Ukraine, you would have to topple Kiev, wipe out the leadership, and that's not going to happen. And the government officials I met, the military guys I met, they're young, they're smart, they're creative, they work hard. The Russians are conscripts, you know. They turn around and around, they get shot. So it's a totally different reason for the Ukrainians to fight than there is for the Russians.
What was Putin's real goal, Robert? I mean, did he want to reassemble the old Soviet Union?
Yeah, I think he saw an opportunity in slowly nibbling away when he started with Chechnya. And he thought, okay, if I just steal little pieces, little strategic pieces like Crimea and whatever, nobody will notice. And before they notice, I'll have Russia all back together again. And then while they're looking at that, I'll steal the Arctic and, you know, I'll make alliances with China, with India. We'll kick the Americans out and we'll put pressure on Europe. Now, you saw Brexit. You know, a lot of people assumed that Brexit was a Russian disinformation operation. So he uses many other tactics to slice off and sort of divide people. So he had the policy of just slowly stealing back the Soviet Union.
Now, I heard Putin was one of the world's richest guys. Why wasn't he just sitting back enjoying his life?
And everybody, why didn't Hitler go take a vacation in 1944? Why didn't Mussolini, you know, buy a yacht? I don't know. There's something that drives these people.
Power.
A little bitter end.
Yeah. There's something in there to be sure.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.